This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Already into the third and final hour of this live Friday edition, I'm Alex Jones. Last Friday, I had a doctor who'd been in Iraq for the duration of the war and before the war, saw them shooting women and children indiscriminately and engaging in celebratory dances over the killing of children. This is all part of the new freedom. And Brussels, with its constitution, can have its own war crimes trial. It's not a UN trial. And I've got some articles on Infowars.com about the guests that we have on. Lawyer Jan Berman presented the complaint against Franks. That's General Franks, the head of the takeover of Iraq. Lieutenant Colonel P.B. McCoy, commander of the 3rd Battalion U.S. Marines, federal prosecutor despite recent charges in Belgium, war crime legislation to prevent such charges against Americans. The accusations against Franks focus on the bombing of civilian areas and indiscriminate shooting by U.S. troops when they entered Baghdad and the failure to stop the looting. Fox News ran the footage and was real proud of it, of people sitting on the tank shooting civilian cars that were on the other lane, people falling out with bullet holes in them, dead children splattered all over the road. They cut away real quick. This is really embarrassing. And this isn't America that did this. It's the bankers that run this country. Jan Furman, bringing forward this evidence. I appreciate you coming on the show today, sir.
It's my pleasure.
Tell us what's really going on and how this war crimes trial is being blocked.
Well, we filed a complaint on behalf of 17 Iraqis and two Jordanians, as you probably know. Through recent amendment of the law, the Belgian government has the possibility now to decide to pass over the file to the U.S., which they say they intend to do, but there's no formal decision yet. And, of course, we will fight that decision because it's very clear that Iraqi civilian victims cannot get a fair trial before U.S. military courts that would have to go into war crimes committed by U.S. troops in Iraq, and more especially by the supreme command of those troops.
So it's being blocked. What are some of the crimes that are being alleged?
We have five types of incidents which we are pointing at. It's one, as you said before, the indiscriminate shooting of when U.S. troops went in went into Baghdad. The indiscriminate shooting at civilians. Second problem is about firing and attacking press journalists. Buildings of press organs. We have some incidents related to the use of cluster bombs in civilian areas, more especially children picking up unexploded bomblets from these cluster bombs and being very seriously injured by that. There is some incidents related to the looting. A small cultural center, independent cultural center that was completely destroyed with U.S. troops just standing there. And the three main incidents, which I think are the most serious incidents, are three incidents in which ambulances were shot. In one of the ambulances, two pregnant women were shot, and then the ambulance took fire and they burned alive. So I think that's a very these three incidents particularly are very serious because it's very clear that all the laws of war expressly forbid aggression and attacks against medical infrastructure and medical personnel.
All right, stay right there. The Belgian doctor we had on last week actually witnessed some of that, by the way, and when He confronted Marines about this. They just said, we love to kill children. We love to kill children. We'll be right back.
Nuclear reactors provide electrical energy across our great nation, but during an accident, would you be prepared? Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. During typical nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Potassium iodate can protect you and your loved ones against radioactive poisoning. It works by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and protects it from absorbing the radioactive iodine-131. There is only one emergency thyroid blocker formulated for babies, children, pets, and adults, and that's Medical Corps Potassium Iodate. Best of all, unopened bottles can be stored for up to a decade. Order the official Medical Corps Potassium Iodate for only $24 and save $5. Call toll-free. 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're talking to lawyer Jan Furman. Presented a complaint against General Franks and Lieutenant Colonel B.P. McCoy. And our troops, folks, are being taken over by this system. They're being brainwashed. They're shown atrocity films while Metallica plays in the background. It's been in our newspapers that they have chants about killing children, so it's no surprise the Belgian doctor we had on last week when confronting Marines about killing children, one of them looked at him and contorted his face and said, I love to kill children. I love it. And they're going to come back here and be police officers. We have four members of Delta Force from one unit coming back and slaughtering their wives in a week period. Folks, this is horrible. We are becoming the bad guys, but it isn't America that did this. It's the private banks, the big military-industrial complex that Eisenhower warned us about that's doing this. And I just want to tell you something, Mr. Furman. I want you to know that here in America, we have more prisons than anybody else. They're building giant prisons everywhere. Our police now wear black ski masks, carry submachine guns. They're raiding people's homes, beating up all women, blasting people's animals, their children. They are shutting down highways, running giant checkpoints while the border stays wide open. I just want you to know that America is falling right now. They're buying up all radio and TV. I want you to know it is worse than what your papers have said. Were you aware of the literal Nazi-like dictatorship that is being set up here, sir?
Well, I know that the U.S., since September 11, had a lot of problems with basic rights. But on the other hand, I have to tell you, and I think it's also very important for me to see so, that when we announced the complaint and when we when some articles were published about it and some television interviews were made, that also a lot of Americans have sent me emails saying, well, we think it's fine that the American that troops and especially the command, they should be accountable for what happened in held accountable for what happened in
In Iran. Most Americans,
and I think that's a positive aspect of the of the situation.
Well, it draws attention to what the mass murder, but a lot of Americans, most Americans, conservatives and liberals, are against what's happening. But there's almost a total media shutdown, so we're unable to network is the problem.
Yes, but still a lot of Americans seem to have had access to the complaint, and of course I get hostile reactions also, but I think there is also, from what I can see, I think there is also a healthy part of the American people and even of American politicians who think it's normal that, also U.S. troops should be held accountable. And that's basically what we are trying to get here, that there's some form of accountability for what happened.
But, sir, this comes from the establishment. This training, the troops are being turned loose on the people. I didn't know if you knew that. We now have troops on our streets in many areas. This is what the government wants. So even having Franks held accountable isn't enough. It should be the chairman, Joint Chiefs of Staff, the president, and those that gave these orders.
Yes, but I think that's a problem which, of course, cannot be solved from Belgium. I think what we can try to do is to get an independent inquiry on the way U.S. Commands behaved in this war, and then try to get this information back to the American people. And then we, of course, I hope that some part of the public in the U.S. at least will understand that what was told to them about this war being a clean war and being necessary to go after weapons for mass destruction and so on simply does not is not the truth.
Well, that's now been proven that that's a fact, and so the neocons, who aren't really conservative, are saying, okay, there isn't weapons of mass destruction, so what? We've gotten rid of a horrible dictator, a dictator they put into power, a dictator they told to invade Iran and invade Kuwait. Did you know that our U.S. ambassador, April Gillespie, met 5 days before the invasion of Kuwait with Saddam Hussein and said, go ahead and invade? Were you aware of that?
Yeah, we knew, of course, and we also know that as long as the Iraqi regime was indeed attacking its own people, not only the U.S., but also some European countries were very strongly in support of the Iraqi regime. We are aware that the Iraqi regime became was placed on the axis of evil not because it was attacking its own people, because at some time it wanted to in some way to get away from the control and of the U.S. and some European countries.
Sir,
yes, I think we are aware of that.
Are you aware of the Project for New American Century, Bush's think tank, with Cheney and Rumsfeld authoring a report in 99 where they said that Saddam wasn't a threat, that he was a pretext to get the oil? We have a confession written by them that this whole thing was a fraud.
Well, I didn't see this report. I saw a report of the Rand Corporation describing, I think, in 1998 the necessity of the war in Afghanistan. Can very well believe that indeed this kind of report has been published,
well,
because
I
think it's very clear that pretext, for example, for Iraq were used to attack a country which, in fact, was too independent and which didn't want to just hand over its natural resources to the U.S.
Well, the Project for New American Century, this was written by them, said in the report that they, quote, needed Pearl Harbor catastrophic events in the U.S. to get the people behind the War for Empire. You mentioned the RAND Corporation report. Zbigniew Brzezinski, former National Security Advisor, wrote his own report saying that a string of Pearl Harbor events was needed. This was written in 98 for the invasion of Afghanistan. George Bush had 40,000 U.S. and British troops massed in Tajikistan and Uzbekistan 1 month before, had a launch order on his desk 2 days before 9/11, and so it's totally staged.
Well, I think we are not, many people in Europe are not naive about this, and they know that the rhetorics about the war against terrorism and the rhetorics about weapons of mass destruction and that, well, they are just a way to hide the real geopolitical and economical aims and goals that are behind this international policy.
I want to warn you,
and
though,
that, of course, makes it even more, even worse, that innocent civilians in Iraq had to, well, to be hit very severely just to get this kind of war going.
Well, they're still dying.
Yes, of course, and they have been dying for years under the embargo, and of course, even today, Iraqi people are dying, and probably they will do so for tens of years, because I, in the meanwhile, got some information about the use of depleted uranium in Iraq, and it's also a very serious situation. Hundreds of tons of depleted uranium have been used and will probably lead to thousands of people suffering, children also suffering from cancer in the next, dying from cancer.
By the way, that's been proven. But I want to warn you, though, the globalists, you know, Rumsfeld now said, okay, we won't find weapons of mass destruction. It still was warranted. By the way, I want to invade Iran. I want to invade North Korea. I want to invade Syria and Damascus, their capital. And they're about to launch a propaganda war, taking over the radio and TV stations. And now our news is saying, okay, it's true, hundreds of articles, we are an empire, it is a new world order, we're going to take everyone over. And I hear a lot of people calling in going, yeah, yeah, but what Americans don't understand is they're going to be slaves inside this new Reich. They're going to be slaves inside this new Fourth Reich.
Well, from what I understand, we are trying, of course, to follow up also what happens in the U.S. And from what I understand is that, for example, the Patriot Act initially targeting foreigners and aliens. From what I understand now, Patriot 2 will try to, in Patriot 2, the administration will try to extend all the violations of basic rights to Americans themselves.
Okay, so, Jan Berman is basically like a prosecutor. He's a lawyer who brought the evidence for the indictment of Franks in Belgium. Let me give you the skinny, sir. I was the first person to write an analysis of Patriot Act 1. I've read the entire bill at least five times, and I've read Patriot Act 2, the House and Senate version. Let me tell you what Patriot Act 1 did. Patriot Act 1 is for citizens and non-citizens. Section 802 of H.R. 3162, the bill that was passed October 27, 2001. No one was allowed to read it while the Capitol was under Bush anthrax attack. The CIA had mailed those to break things down and create hysteria. Inside that legislation, it says, terrorism is redefined as any action that endangers human life that's a violation of any federal or state law. They've already arrested citizens. They're already holding them at camps. You're not allowed to know the names of them. Patriot Act 2 just widens the definition to not even committing a crime or being under suspicion. Okay, so just so you know, it's already there, and they are arresting citizens, and states are passing laws mirroring it. Were you aware of that?
Well, of course, we're not aware of all the details, but I can tell you that after the 9/11 attacks and under the influence of the U.S. and
stay right there, Mr. Berman. Stay right there. We'll be right back. I'll talk to you.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
You are what you eat, and that's why people are turning to nutritional supplements. The question is, what is the quality of those supplements? One company, Verified Quality, has actually set the standards in the industry. In fact, most other supplement companies couldn't even come close to the quality controls that are required by the folks at Verified Quality. All raw materials that are used to create the Verified Quality products are quarantined, analyzed, tested, and screened for purity, potency, and freshness before they can even be accepted. That's why the Power Hour chooses Verified Quality. They're the best in the nutrition business. When it comes to nutrition, Verified Quality is Verified Quality. Visit verifiedquality.com or call 1-800-797-3697 for more information. Take another look at that pill you're about to swallow. Do you really know how it was made or what's really in it? Visit verifiedquality.com or call 1-800-797-3697. That's 1-800-797-3697. Verified Quality is Verified Quality.
Our founding fathers wrote down for all time our most precious documents of freedom. The Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. These are the purest forms of our country's freedom before the thousands of politicians got their hands on them. The Declaration in Washington, D.C. can barely be read. It has faded that much. Now is your chance and your patriotic duty to have it in your home or office. We bring them to you by using an 11-step process, reproducing these historic documents in exacting detail on antiqued parchment paper all ready for framing. But you don't just get the Declaration, which sells for over $100 when framed, but all four documents for just $24.95, shipping included. And as a special gift for ordering now, you will also receive a commemorative U.S. Constitution proof silver dollar with your order. Call now toll-free 800-686-2237 and order the Documents of Freedom. Don't wait. Do it today. The number 800-686-2237.
I'm a nurse, and I injured my back, and I've lost 22 pounds and 9 inches. I would definitely recommend Vim and Vigor.
As far as losing weight, Vim and Vigor is the best investment I ever made. It actually works.
I have tried and been on so many weight loss things over the years. I've tried many, many products. I have never experienced anything like collagenate. I have lost 17 pounds in a little less than 8 weeks. It truly works. Collagenate is wonderful.
Join the crowd of people that have been telling us how much weight they've been losing through collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Vim and Vigor's collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Vim and Vigor's collagenate really does work. And it's healthy for you, too. Call Vim and Vigor today. 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. Get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. So call now. 1-800-622-THIN. Again, 1-800-622-8446.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Those running our government are the enemy combatants. They are the overthrowers of the Constitution in America. They are the traitors. We are the real Americans. Our final segment, we're about to go to some calls for the lawyer who filed the war crimes complaint against General Franks. We have these stories posted on Infowars.com. Lawyer Jan Furman. You were trying to make a point, sir, about after 9-1-1 with the Patriot Act, and we hit that last break. Go ahead.
Yeah, what I told is that, unfortunately, also in Europe, the same type of legislation and the same type of approach has been accepted by some governments, and very often under pressure of the U.S. government. So we are more or less familiar with this kind of legislation and this kind of approach of the so-called war on terror, which in fact I think is a very big problem also
when you follow
who are in one way or another trying to fight for a just world.
Yeah, when you try to follow where the terror came from, it's always the CIA, Mossad, or MI6, but... continuing along this line, we'll go to some calls. When you look at what's happening in these governments, Spain, one of the big allies of this global system, is saying that criticizing any war might be terrorism now.
Might be illegal. That's true.
And other governments, our government's trying to say they may not allow protests now. That might be aiding terrorists. Oh, you did hear about Spain?
Yeah, we heard about Spain, and Spain is even worse than that, because the Spanish tried to propose during their presidency of the European Union a bill on the European level saying that even protests from anti-globalist movements should be considered as terrorism.
And our government backs them on that.
Of course, very far, as well in Europe as in the U.S., I think.
Well, that's the opposite of what freedom is supposed to be. Just like Hitler burned the Reichstag to get control, they've now done it again. Let's take a call. I appreciate you joining us, sir. Let's talk to Jason in California. Go ahead, Jason. You're on the air.
Yeah, I just had a question. Actually, I had two things about the Bilderberg conference in Versailles just recently.
In Versailles. However you pronounce it, it doesn't matter. Go ahead.
I was just wondering who actually attends that meeting, and what is it? Is it the president, or is it...
The Dutch royal family, the British royal family, the Rockefellers, the Crumps, the vice presidents, people like that. Are you aware of the Bilderberg group meeting that they have, Mr. Furman?
Yes, of course. There's a lot of meetings like that. Formal and informal meetings. There are also a lot of informal meetings between European leaders and U.S. Either political leaders or business people. For example, there was a negotiation last year, a secret negotiation on an extradition treaty, which went on for a long time between Europe and the U.S. And that was a problem because the treaty, or at least the discussions, were amongst others on the extradition for persons who were, searched for on the basis of clearly political activity.
Absolutely, and they call this freedom, and the police wear black uniforms and skull patches. Do they wear black ski masks in your country? Mr. Furman.
Yes, well, I don't think that's there's a lot of difference there between our two countries. Yes, they also have this special equipment, and they also do this kind of thing, and unfortunately more and more.
Now, I was reading the Russians did that 50 years ago. I wonder why our police are covering their identities. That's never a good sign for a free society.
Well, that's true. Indeed, it was also an old tradition, at least in my country, that the police had to be that you need to have the possibility to identify a police officer, because that's of course essential to get any form of accountability. If you can't identify the policeman, then there's no form of accountability whatsoever possible.
Have you heard the former KGB chief is going to run our new internal passport system? Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't hear about that.
Does that concern you to have the former head of the KGB running things over here?
Well, I don't know if I should be worried about that, because you know that it's my feeling that a former chief of CIA would be as bad as a former chief of KGB.
Well, we got a president who's the son of one, and then they got their little KGB buddy, exactly. Mr. Furman, I really appreciate you joining us, and I hope this goes well. I hope they don't throw it out, and I really appreciate you joining us.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much. I'll be right back with more calls, more news.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate. 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
I'm going to go back to some calls at 800-259-9231. Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. And then I'm going to jump back into a bunch of the news we have not yet gotten to that is very important, so stay with us. Is it Dan or Don in Michigan, Mark? Don in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
How you doing today, Alex?
Fine, my friend.
Good. I haven't talked to you in a few months, but I was having trouble getting that Northwoods document off the Internet. I finally got it about 4 or 5 days ago. A buddy of mine helped me out. I've been showing that to everybody, just everybody. I've been printing documents, everything you have in your films, you know, to support the government's involvement and running of the whole thing.
For those that don't know, you know what you're talking about, but others don't. Tell them what Northwoods is. Tell them what the document covers, who wrote it, what it does.
Well, it was a memorandum to the Secretary of Defense by the Joint Chiefs of Staff. L.L. Lemitzer was the general at the time in 1962 who came up with a plan on blowing up American airliners, bombing Washington, sinking U.S. ships just like they did the Maine way back when, all as a pretext, as an invasion, justification for a military intervention in Cuba.
Yeah, and we're not for Cuba, folks. The point is that you don't become Fidel to fight Fidel. And this got greenlighted all the way up to Kennedy, who said no, and it also called for sniper attacks in D.C. and Miami, how to frame patsies, how to blow up ships full of U.S. troops to blame it on enemies, how to attack U.S. bases with army dressed up like foreigners. Same thing the Germans did when they attacked one of their radio stations on the Polish border to blame it on the Poles with Nazis dressed up like Poles. Hijacking jet airliners by remote control full of college students. It said killing students would work extra good because people care about kids.
It actually read a helpful wave of casualty lists in U.S. newspapers would cause a helpful wave of national indignation was the exact words, actually.
Yeah, and Northwoods is about a minute of my 170-minute film. Every minute is hardcore documentation just like that.
I just wanted to tell you
170
about
points. Go ahead.
One thing about Northwoods, because that was bugging me for months now. No, to answer your question before you've asked it yet, I haven't got the city to pass the resolution yet, the Liberty Preservation Resolution, but I did speak with the mayor the other day at the Memorial Day Parade. I wanted to touch base with you on that.
For those who don't know what the Liberty Resolution is, some cities have passed minor parts of it, hundreds of others have passed other resolutions, reaffirming the Bill of Rights and saying, no, you can't arrest citizens secretly and blow their heads off.
Two last things I have, Alex. One thing that really ticks me off, and it's just, I mean, not just the horns and the ski the hockey masks and the Miami SWAT teams. Is it who are these clowns who had T-shirts on or uniforms on to say somebody gonna die? Who are these guys?
Well, an article written by one of our writers, who's a retired Army officer himself, has seen it. I've seen it on Inside the LAPD. I've seen them wearing the stuff in Austin. Somebody gonna die. Just all sorts of threatening T-shirts about killing. And then it was in the newspaper in Eugene, Oregon, that when they raided part of this neighborhood, no drugs were found. They blocked the road for like 4 hours. In the morning, a school teacher tried to go to school. He said, may I drive down the street?
I haven't killed anybody in 2 weeks,
I haven't killed anybody in 2 weeks, no markings, black ski mask. And then they went ahead and arrested the people for having potting soil in their garden, growing roses.
And kitchen timers.
And a kitchen timer.
Yeah.
And this is the new America. When they went in the house and killed the two people's dogs and shot the other one as it jumped out the window, running from them, they went ahead and arrested the guy with a $3,000 fine for having a parking ticket. This is mainstream news. So now when they come and kill you or harass you or drag... Oh, in Eugene, they drug the naked blonde out, you know, 30-year-old woman. Yeah. She was a real good-looking, drug her naked out of bed, laughing at her for hours out there naked in the street, stalking around, and the National Guard was there, of course, all part of the freedom.
Did you know that, I just stuck this in, David Schiffer's daughter lives here in Cadillac, Michigan, believe it or not? Coincidence?
Well, for those that don't know, David Schiffer is, of course, the guy that impeached Bill Clinton, says the government had prior knowledge. He tried to warn them. They wouldn't help him. We've interviewed him for the Road to Tyranny, but I didn't know. No, I didn't know David Schiffer's daughter lives in Cadillac, Michigan.
Yeah, that's pretty wild. And there's, you know, the border guy, the park ranger who was murdered last year in the Arizona.
Yeah, his family lives there.
Yeah, they're doing a lot of work trying to get border security to beef it up. Last thing I had, Alex Jones, did you know the people that download music and stuff off these music shares?
Yeah, you will be considered a terrorist, life in prison, or secret execution.
I heard a little bit about that. I was looking around for some Patriot stuff or somebody with some good stuff, and I just found your
That Oregon law, and this is federal what you just mentioned, but the Oregon law that they're trying to pass, chairman wants
prison.
To pass it, the bill that gives you life in prison if one person in a protest blocks traffic, everyone gets life in prison, says it word for word. It also lists owning guns. It lists tier-to-tier music transfers, life in prison, 25 years of it in a forced labor camp.
It's crazy.
Actually says it.
It's crazy.
It's freedom. Life in prison for transferring music, it's freedom.
Just wanted you to know, I don't know how you felt about it or not, but I found your Road to Tyranny on there, and by golly, I got the whole thing now. I've got videos. I've been passing them out like crazy. And I've
found my Road to Tyranny where?
Off Kazaa.
Oh, you're talking off of one of the download sites.
Yeah, Kazaa.
Yeah, about 50 people have posted it. More folks should post it. It's been viewed by millions of people.
That's awesome, Alex.
Now, well, I think you want to order the original and make copies of it.
I will.
Making copies of some internet video.
I don't have a burner or DVD burner, but anyways.
No, you just buy a VHS tape from me and you make copies of it.
I'm going to, Alex.
All right, appreciate the call, sir.
God bless you, buddy.
You bet. Good to hear from you. Ryan in New Jersey. Ryan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. How are you?
Fantastic.
I'm just calling to see if you knew. I'm pretty sure you might have known, but for anyone who listens to your show, there's something very positive that's coming out within about 23 days. As of today, will be 23 days. There's going to be an ad that's going to be run in the 12 major newspapers, and this ad is basically being ran by FromTheWilderness.com, which is a website that does very similar to what you do.
Yeah, I know who it is.
Oh, okay. So you probably know about what I'm talking about then. That's, you know, it's a great thing. So far, I was looking at the website this morning. They need $100,000 to raise.
Sir, I don't support that organization. I'm not going to say anything about it. I'm just not going to talk about it.
Okay. Okay.
I'm not going to sit here and talk about people. I just don't support it.
Oh, okay.
Not on my show.
Oh, okay. No, I just wanted, you know, to let people know, you know, if...
Anything else on your mind, Ryan?
Just keep up the good work and hope you know that I'm doing everything I can to help you out.
Well, it's helping yourself out fighting this new world order, Ryan. What do you think about our government admitting that there's no weapons of mass destruction, but so what? They're going to invade more countries.
Well, you know, it didn't surprise me at all, to be honest with you. I was kind of expecting something like this to happen. And just, you know, it's gotten so ridiculous now that it's plainly in our face, and they're just admitting everything. They just basically are saying we're doing this because we feel like it, and you're gonna like it. That's about it, you know. So, but you know, I'm really frustrated with the way that most people that I try to speak to about this, the way they react. It's unbelievable.
Well, a lot of people are waking up, and I appreciate the call, Ryan.
Great, thanks a lot, Alex.
Thank you. I get three types of calls on this show from people that have gotten my films or gotten other information out. Either 100% are waking up, 90% are waking up. You've heard the calls yourself, or 10% are waking up, and it really seems to be New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Ohio is just almost totally brain dead. But there are some waking up there. But you know, if somebody doesn't want to hear the truth, wants to be a slave, wants their pension funds taken, wants liberty totally annihilated, then let them have it. By the way, they're not going to be safe going along with it. The globalists just feed indiscriminately, because the whole thing's run out of ignorance. This pyramidal structure of power is run out of compartmentalization, and they feed on anybody and everybody. I found they feed on their own servants more often than they do on us, because their own mindless servants are easier targets. Okay? So, and you know, I don't get into bashing other people on this show, and they can bash me all they want. I'm just not going to get into it. I'm going to unify the country, move forward, and promote those that promote the reality of what the New World Order is, not from a left-wing or a right-wing perspective, but from a constitutionalist perspective, with the Christian values, the real Christian values, not the neocon, you know, Pat Robertson, forced abortion is good, and in China. No, I don't agree with that type of conservatism. If that's conservative, I ain't conservative. But there's very few people that I, you know, that I'll talk about on the air. I'll talk about a few of them, but I'm not going to get into it on other people. It's just not going to happen here. Not going to happen on this show. More calls coming up in the segment in a few seconds. I want to cover some more news now. The toll-free number to join me on air is 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and I will get you up and on the air, my friends. Now, some of the news items that I want to go into that are coming up concerns the operation eradication of what's really going on in Iraq. Also, Wolfowitz, the Deputy Defense Secretary, reveals Iraq PR plan and admits that they don't need any weapons of mass destruction. Some good news, Philadelphia Council condemns Patriot Act. Lynch says they can't discuss POW rescue. Now she can't discuss how that was totally fake to the news. It's national security. On our Yahoo group at Infowars.com, we have posted the 911 Commission testimony, National Commission on September 11th terror attacks. Remarks on NORAD personnel by Major General Craig McKinley. It's 35 pages long, but you should go scan through it. India test fires medium-range missile. Ottawa ready to discuss missile shield with the U.S., merging that Pan-American Union Defense Forces. Feds catch illegals and let them go. Lack of federal agents allows aliens off the hook despite high terror threat. That's not true, folks. They can have one guy to deport, and they won't do it. They only do it in little staged events for the media. Secretive convention of police raises questions. Seattle Post-Intelligencer, the police meeting secretly with the CIA and others. See, that's what's happening. Also, a radar gun for everyone. They're now getting a set of the tattletale mode for the National Seatbelt Initiative. Now it's radar guns they want to use to get you into the tattletale mode, the secret police mode, for internal checkpoints. Also, you might have heard that top TV people, top government officials, members of parliament have been caught in a child kidnapping pedophilia ring. A lot of this came out because some of the deaths of the children being found dead. It's happened in many countries of Europe. The investigations have been killed, even when they find the poor dead babies. Babies in many cases, but now it's an article out of the mainstream front page news out of Portugal's weekly newspaper in English. And Barroso bombed off to Bilderberg meeting, and it turns out that you have this. Mr. Rodriguez is currently fighting off a pedophile scandal following the arrest of Socialist Member of Parliament Pablo Podestro, and claims in some newspapers that the leader has been accused of involvement, limited involvement. It goes on. The Bilderberg Group is made up of international bankers. It just talks about how they were there. And I want to go over that here in a second, too. I mean, folks, it's just so evil. There's no way to even describe how serious all of this has gotten. Also, a shot peace activist may not recover, says Mother, London Telegraph. Peace activist shot by an Israeli soldier was flown back to Britain yesterday, still in a coma, from which he is unlikely to recover. Tom Herndahl, 22, was left brain damaged when he was shot in the head while protecting children in the Gaza Strip last month. The photojournalism student flew back to Heathrow with his parents, who were conducting their own inquiry into the incident. He has been transferred to the intensive care unit of the Royal Free Hospital in Hampstead, North London. We got the Israelis shooting British Reuters reporters, AP reporters in the head, running over, you know, Michigan State freshman with an armored bulldozer and then backing back over, killing her. We've got them. Then when the parents come to the memorial service, the Israeli troops shoot at them publicly, laughing. You go, oh, we'll support Israel because the neocon phony Christians say so. You know, the Antichrist was running Israel. The guy with red horns was running Israel. Would you say, oh, worship the Antichrist who'll set his temple up there because he says so? This is really sick, folks. We've had Jewish writers on who'll tell you Israel's controlled by the globalists. And that's all that's happening here. It's totally staged. And Israel founded Hamas to continue the destabilization to push all this control. So that's what we're dealing with there. Before I get back into the news and then some of your calls and some more of the news, I do want to take just a couple minutes out to tell the listeners that this broadcast, what I do, is fully supported and funded by your purchase of my videos. I know we have such an honest audience that I authorize you and encourage you to make copies of my films for nonprofit educational, not-for-sale purposes. And I have produced 9 of them. I've also written the book, 911 Descent into Tyranny. It is only $12 and 230 pages long, as I said. The films are all over 2 hours. My 9th film is Police State 3, Total Enslavement, where I don't focus on 911 like I do in 911 The Road to Tyranny and Part 2 of that, Masters of Terror. I focus mainly in this film on dozens of other confirmed, admitted examples of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide to get people to accept tyranny in a police state and as a pretext for more control. I cover Patriot Act 1 and 2 in great detail. I get into Homeland Security. I get into the Total Information Awareness Network. I get into the white slavery, government-run pedophile rings and trafficking from Israel to Germany to France to Belgium to the United States. And DynCorp, convicted of this, the UN. The UN and DynCorp together on that. It's all in the film. 2 hours, 37 minutes, a tour de force. I suggest you watch it in 3 parts. It's really about 5 different segments, 5 different films. Get it, make copies, get it out to everyone. Police State 3, Total Enslavement. Or you need to simply order Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, America Destroyed by Design, Police State 2000, Police State 2, The Takeover, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. The films are $25.95. Order 3 or more, they drop down to $20. And remember, your partner supports the broadcast. You can write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Again, write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or call toll-free at 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Call, get the videos, make the copies, get them out to your friends and family. Wake America up now. They're waking up 90% of those that see them on average. 1-888-253-3139. All that evil men entire seem to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. Take action now. Turn the tide of evil. We can win this thing with God's help. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass
crossing on U.S. soil,
the USA Patriot Act,
Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network,
and much, much more.
It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
All right, folks, remember this show will be back tonight, 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time, on Global Shortwave at 5.085 or 6890 during the day from 11 to 2, Central at 12.172 or 9320, or Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Please spread the word about the show. We have a long track record. We're here. We tell the truth. We don't get involved in infighting. We don't get involved in mindless garbage or conspiracy theories. We analyze the globalists, their own policy reports, what they're doing, expose the left-right paradigm. Because if you only expose one side of their system, one rail that this train rolls on, you only help the globalists. Gold reaches 15-week high as dollar slips. Financial Times, gold reveled in the misfortune of the dollar yesterday, reaching $374.40 per troy ounce, its highest in 15 weeks. The precious metal has benefited from its inverse relationship with the dollar, whose appreciation has sent prices up by $55 since the start of April. Some analysts believe gold is set to rise further, driven not by the dollar's weakness, but by demand from Asia following a plan by Chinese government to allow individuals to trade gold. Gold is coming to its own, and we are trying to see it going up faster this time. When it was 320, it was a buying opportunity, but now demand is coming from Asia, said Ian Williams at Der Launcher. And it goes on and on. There will be a massive increase in demand as China is allowing its citizens to invest in gold. It's a means of recycling the trade surplus, keeping upward pressure off their currency. So what happens is they're dumping fiat dollars and buying gold. The commies tell their people to do it, but not here. Oh, it's bad. It's don't buy gold. You ought to be in gold 5% or something. I know I am. I mean, you're just nuts if you don't. I'm in gold about 20%. It goes on and on and on with this vital news. And, you know, the Shiites and the Shias were all for America, but here it is now. Iraq Shiites protest at alleged U.S. arrest. Reuters, more than 500 Shiite Muslims marched in Baghdad Thursday. Protest against the alleged arrest of several of their clerics by U.S. forces. No comment was available. The U.S. military and whatever they had made any arrests. Some of the protesters distributed a leaflet from the previously unknown military wing of Al-Hawaz, a powerful Shiite religious seminary and, of course, Operation Iraq Eradication. We warned the Bush administration that invading Iraq would destabilize the Middle East and spread radical anti-American Islam, which is what they wanted to do to further escalate the war. Told the American people that taking out Saddam Hussein without a viable government, replace him, would open a vacuum for anarchy, which they had before Saddam came in, before the CIA put him in the first time. Civil war and a power grab by radical Iranian-backed Shiite clerics. Now the anti-war movement's doomsday scenarios have been fulfilled so completely that military history sources scarcely mention a more thoroughly botched endeavor. We will be living with a fallout for years. More on that. Wolfowitz reveals Iraq PR plan. There's been a very candid statement by the U.S. Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz. The U.S. decision to stress the dangers posed by Iraq's supposed weapons of mass destruction above all other reasons was taken because of disputes within the Washington bureaucracy. And now he says that no weapons of mass destruction need be found, that that's not why they went in. Really, I thought you said it 100 times, it was. Again, good news, Philadelphia Council condemns Patriot Act. Reuters, Philadelphia on Thursday became the largest U.S. city to date to condemn the USA Patriot Act as a threat to the constitutional rights of citizens. And yes, it does affect citizens. I'm out of time for all the news you didn't have a chance to hear us cover in the first couple hours or any news we didn't get to. Visit the websites. And yes, go to herbalhealer.com to get your free 100-page catalog with every product, oil of oregano, grapefruit seed extract, natural naturopathic books on what's in your area of the country. It's ridiculous what they have. Get the free catalog. Get the free newsletter along with it. 870-269-4177, 870-269-4177, or herbalhealer.com. Don't forget herbalhealer.com, a great sponsor, great products. You'll save a lot of money going to them instead of the local health food store and get better products, greater variety. 870-269-4177, herbalhealer.com. I'm out of time. I love this country. I love liberty. I love freedom. You've got to become a leader. Stand up to the New World Order and defeat the globalists. It's got to be done now. Please join us in this fight for liberty and freedom.
Do you have enough life insurance? Think about it. Your loved ones could face disaster unless you provide for them now. Well, here's some good news. Just call Best Quote and chances are you could double your current coverage without coverage.